Hey, it's Monday, and that means it's time for another round of Mondays with Mac, presented by Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. Talking football with the head coach of the Tar Heels, Mac Brown. They had a bye week this past weekend. They got a big one coming up on the road at Notre Dame this Saturday. Coach Brown joining us on the phone this morning. Coach, thank you so much for being with us today. How is the bye week gone?
Aaron, it went really well. We were able to get some of our older players some rest and let them work hard to continue to grow in their conditioning. But mostly we were able to work on Notre Dame, obviously, but we worked a lot with the younger players, and our staff's recruited so well the last 2 years. There's so many talented young guys that still haven't had an impact yet that will continue to learn what to do and we'll get to play. It's a shame that we haven't won games by enough points that you get to put a lot of the young guys in that maybe aren't ready to win a game yet, but they need to be ready to play. So great future ahead. Recruiting's going really well. Should be rested and have a fun but really challenging trip to South Bend this weekend.
When it comes to preparing for an opponent, how big of an advantage do you find you get from having that extra week to do it?
Aaron, you really don't feel like it's a great advantage because the biggest advantage is you get some rest. Mm. And maybe a guy who had a minor injury can get well enough to play the next week. So because you work on Notre Dame's game plan all year. We played them last year. We play them early next year. So you know what you're going to do. Now, working with your team gives you a couple extra days to just work on the schemes that they have, but by and large, I think it's more important to get well and get rested.
Speaking with head coach Mac Brown, talking about the Notre Dame game coming up. Obviously, we're still kind of coming down from that big win over Miami last time out, 45-42. Exciting game, came down to the closing seconds. And talk about how the players in that one were able to pull it out at the end. I know it got kind of hairy there at the end, but they stepped it up.
Aaron, what we're learning to do as a program is finish games, and very much like Duke our first year, this was one of the times this year that our team really handled adversity well, and they stood up and made the play they needed to win the game. And you go back and look at it. I know some people were angry that it was so close. Well, we'll never apologize for a win. And that's your objective. So we got that done. And then there were a lot of great things. We rushed for 228 yards against a really good defense. Sam played really, really well. The defense either played great or awful. We had them backed up at the 3-yard line and should have stopped them. We dropped an interception. But again, the defense forced 3 interceptions. They forced one to win the game and had a 4th down stop. So there's a lot of things to fix, but we feel like that we are getting better. We have a 5-game stretch here with 4 teams that are ranked and 3 of them on the road, and we haven't played real well on the road. So this will be a very fun but challenging 5 weeks so we can see where we are in our program.
And looking ahead to Saturday against Notre Dame, what is the scouting report on the Irish? What's your game plan to beat them this Saturday?
They're really well coached. They're smart. They're an older team. They've got 12 seniors or graduate students starting. They're just who they are. They're going to be physical. They're huge. They're at home. They've won just about all the home games forever. They've got a streak of 37 straight wins against unranked opponents, which is the longest active streak in college football right now. So Brian Kelly just broke Newt Rotney's record for most wins in Notre Dame history. So it'll be a real challenge for us. We're going to have to be a physical team. And last year in the second half, especially their defense, was much more physical than our offense.
That game's coming up in just 5 days. I know a bunch of Tar Heel fans are going to be heading up and making the trip up to South Bend, including the winner of our South by South Bend giveaway. And we thank you, Coach, for helping us out with that there at the end. We're speaking with Mac Brown, and as we wrap up this conversation, and a lot of folks are going to be up in South Bend from Chapel Hill to watch the game live. What's your message to the fans who are here in Chapel Hill supporting the team this week from afar?
Well, I love our fans and what they're doing. The crowds have been loud, and the students have been unbelievable, and you have made a difference at home, and really we had a great crowd at Virginia Tech and at Georgia Tech. We sold all of our tickets at Virginia Tech, and I think we bought more than our allotment down in Atlanta. So we appreciate so much you folks that are traveling with us. We appreciate our fans at home, and nothing better than those students who have just been, they're fun. They've been unbelievable. So team's trying hard. We're getting better. Like we said, we've got a fun 5 weeks ahead of us to kind of see where we are after midseason, but excited about that challenge.
Notre Dame this Saturday up in South Bend. We'll have all the action for you right here on 97.9 The Kill. Coach Mack Brown, as always, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thanks, Aaron. Thanks for having me on.
And again, join us next week for Mondays with Mac. Don't forget, you can elude the contact with free pickup and delivery from Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care. Visit chapelhilltire.com for details. And tune in to 97.9 The Hill for Carolina football games during the Inside Carolina Live pregame show. Listen for the drive, happy drive of the game, presented, as always, by Chapel Hill Tire and Car Care.